When it comes to guitars, there are 6 strings, 12 strings. One guitarist landed a record deal with no strings attached. That story's coming up today on CNN Student News. But first, we're covering 2 forms of severe weather. Out in the western U.S., we're talking about fire. Idaho is dealing with the worst of this. More than 400,000 acres across the state have been burned. Thousands of homes are threatened. The forecast of thunderstorms means good and bad news. Rain could help fight the flames. Lightning might spark new fires. Down in the southeastern U.S., rain is the problem. Storm front that stalled out is drenching that part of the country. Flood watches and warnings are stretching across the region. This video was shot in Gulfport, Mississippi. Also, this too. These cars are in the parking lot of a church in Gulfport. The bishop said they were in services. When they came out, they saw that the church was surrounded by water that was waist deep.
Is this legit? The Korean War, which started in 1950, never officially ended. It's true. An armistice stopped the armed conflict in 1953, but there's never been a peace treaty.
North Korea has threatened to end that armistice several times, even as recently as earlier this year. But the country's relationship may be slowly improving, which could mean reunions for families split apart during the Korean War. There's no direct phone or mail contact between North and South Korea. People were separated from their siblings, their parents, their children for decades. No idea if they might ever see them again. That's why organized reunions like this one can be so emotional. The reunions are rare and short, and some subjects are off limits for discussion. Before this one in 2010, one man talked about reuniting with a sister he hadn't seen in nearly 60 years.
I want to talk to her. I want to hug her. I want to show her I care. We have to talk and ask about her life, but I'm sad we can't. I'm happy. I'm curious about how she lives. I'm very curious.
2010 was the last reunion, but North and South Korea have agreed to resume them starting next month. Our next story today is about a man named Werner Herzog. He's an award-winning German film director. He's done movies, documentaries, TV. He doesn't own a cell phone, but one of his most recent projects is about texting, and it's sponsored by a group of cell phone service providers. Herzog has a unique way of warning people not to text and drive. He's interviewed both those who've been affected by someone who has and those who've hurt others by doing it.
This was the last text message I sent before I caused an accident that killed 3 people.
It's powerful and it's understated. Herzog says he didn't need to show wrecks and blood and glass to make his point. And he adds that if the project prevents a single accident, it was worth doing. The short film's called From 1 Second to the Next. You might see it in the months ahead. It's scheduled to be sent to 40,000 high schools. In the meantime, we interviewed some high school students over the summer and asked them about texting while driving. That's the subject of today's CNN Student News Viewfinder segment.